Seconds, we've enlisted the tip-top team of artists, the active piece be by our star musicians, Bernard Herrmann and the NDO. Now, exactly whom, you may ask, have we enlisted? Well, to start the ball rolling, Star Time welcomes Martin Lukin. So much for what you might call the common or garden accordion. Now Martin Lukin switches to the electronic accordion, which he's using, he tells me, for the very first time. Come Where the Stars Are Always Bright. That's how a well-known light program series always begins. But whilst this is not Blackpool, but the city of Manchester, the saying applies equally well to our presentation of Top Line Variety. And to prove it, here's a man who never fails to fill the house with laughter. Star Time welcomes now Jimmy Ryder.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and may I say how terrified I am to be here. It's my nerves. You'd think I was waiting for one for a full house at bingo. Do you know they play bingo in Africa now? You know where Africa is, don't you, look? Where they have white men working on the buses. They don't shout out, they shout mud up. I was touching a bingo hall yesterday and there was 300 women queuing up to go in. 300 women. Suddenly a funeral passed and one old lady turned and bowed to it. And a friend said, "That's lovely of you, Martha. You know, I've got a friend like you." "Do you want your pencils, your honey?" And she said, "Well, why shouldn't I bow? He's been a good husband to me." Talking about Africa, you know, one of my neighbour's sons come over. He's been over there. He was telling me, first, when he landed in Africa, the first fellow he met was a clever fella from Fallowfields, you know. He said, "What's it like in Africa?" "Oh," he said, "it's a piece of cake here. Sit down, eat your butties. What you worry about here is snakes. And the yellow and black. And when you see one, grab it by the tail and go up yellow, black. Till you get to the top. When you get there, squeeze it." A month later, this poor lad's coming out of hospital. Full of bandages and two crutches. He sees his fella from Fallowfield. He says, "I'll give you yellow black. I'll give you a crack with crutch." He said, "What went wrong?" He said, "What went wrong is I'm on patrol one night in jungle," he said. "Sten gun at the alert," he said, "and suddenly it were there. So I dropped the gun and I dived on it. And I did as you told me. I went up. Yellow black, yellow black, yellow black. And when I got to the top, it was a rotten tiger." No wonder he was glad to be home. Do you know, I took him in our local, you know, local. We're living on a new estate now. We call it local. It's 7 miles away. There's a crow flies. And that's tired when it gets there, I'll tell you. Just at the bar, having a drink, a fellow walked in, shaking all over. He was just like that, missus. I said, "You drink a lot of bitter." He said, "No, I sell most of it." And you meet some characters in pubs these days, don't you, though? Eh? I tell you, we just stood there on the zone, not bothering, you know, a fellow walked in. He walked right up to this young lad. He said, "By gum," he said, "I know that face. I know this. Don't tell me your name. Go just a minute." He said, I'll have it in a minute. Just in a minute." He said, "Was you in Egypt?" "Jip France." I thought, "Hello. We're going to cover some ground here." He said, "I know, was it Blackpool holidays?" No. Just a minute. "Do you live at 83 Thornley Avenue?" Lad said, "Yes." He said, "I've got you now." "I live at 84. And you know, it's funny though, Robert, it really though. I was glad to get home. I was. We've just got one of those new council houses. We're all getting them, aren't we? It's only small. Well, it's that small you can put your hand through a letterbox and poke fire at the same time. And it's the neighbours. It's all right. Those neighbours have been up there a couple of months before you. When you arrive on furniture vans, they're watching you through curtains, aren't they? You've seen them, haven't you? Mary, tell her Hilda. These won't last long. Two beds and all them kids. Look at that lot. And you've not got your carpets down, your telly switched on, they're in. Have you settled? There's one there, she must get nothing to eat. She's sat there every night watching me have my dinner. She enjoys it more than me, she does. I said to her last night, I said, would you like some cold soup? Oh, she said, I would, Mr. Ryder. I said, well, come tomorrow, it's hot now. And there's another fellow, they like the rentman, they like the rentman. Comes once a fortnight. The fool. I was watching him last Monday through curtains, we're knocking on doors there, all his knuckles full of blood. Knocked on every door, not a one home. Finish up, he got locked up for begging. And there's one woman in our avenue talk about being mean, missus. I passed her house the other morning. There's a poor old tramp eating grass in the garden. She said, what are you doing there, my good man? He said, I'm eating grass in the garden. I'm hungry. She said, go round the back, it's longer there. Hey, and talking about gardens, you get two, don't you? When you've been used to a window box, it's hard going in. Don't front garden out of shame's sake. That back and I can't look at it. After all the rotten rain we've had, there's a big pond in it now. Full of old bikes and dustbin lids. The wife asked me to go to the town hall, the complaints department. You know, I went. A lovely fella met me. 14 pencils long surface. I said, I've come about the pond in our back garden. He said, clear off, we're built there. I said, listen here, T-Face. Get something done about that pond in our back garden. Ross, I'll give you that. She got it, dear. Sent me a duck. And it's about time I ducked out now, so I'll say cheerio, goodbye, and God bless. Thank you very much.
Star Time presents now Song Time, the first of two spots reserved for those who make their living from words and music. Ladies first, they say, but that is where we ring the changes by introducing a gentleman in place number one. A man whose name has appeared on many pages of the Radio Times, his voice in countless British homes. In spot number three, Star Time welcomes Colin Day.
What a night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above you. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me on fire. I reminisce, and I'm filled with desire. But I give my that kiss in